Come on, let's give a round of applause to everybody that's online today. Hi, how are you doing? Audience, give yourselves a round of applause. This is weird for some of you, I know. This is standard for us now. So hello, everybody. I have been thinking about what to say today, and I feel like I have a good message for you right where you are, and it's called finding joy. Finding joy. And I don't know about where your situation has been or you guys here watching today. I lost my joy for some time in all this COVID-19, and I didn't have it that rough either, so you've probably lost a bit of joy too. In fact, the place I was in was actually a place I've not been to before in terms of my thinking and my language and my belief system. It's been quite a journey. So today I want to speak from my heart, and I believe in 15 minutes, you're going to find joy. Anybody got faith? I believe in 15 minutes. That's all it's going to take, 15 minutes, for you to find joy again. Okay, so first, before we get into it, I want to introduce to you someone called Solomon. So I want us all to turn into our Bibles to the book of Ecclesiastes. Don't even try to type that into your Bible search or Google, because it's impossible to spell. So Ecclesiastes, turn to the book of Ecclesiastes, written by a guy called, not Ecclesiastes, yeah. We don't know who it's written by, but we know it's the words of Solomon. We know it's Solomon writing, and somebody's taking what Solomon is saying, almost ghostwriting it. So I want us to turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 5. Ecclesiastes chapter 5. And if you're watching online, there's a little Bible tab on the TCC Life online church, so you can go there, do it there. Ecclesiastes 5. 18 to 20, here we go. Solomon is looking back as a reflection of his life, getting a little bit nostalgic, getting a little bit depressed, getting a little bit joyful. That's just the book of Ecclesiastes. And so this is a really, really big summary of his reflection in his however many years he lived. Verse 18 says, after looking at the way things are on this earth, here's what I've decided is the best way to live. Take care of yourself. Have a good time. And make the most of whatever job you have for as long as God gives you life. That's about it. That is the human lot. Verse 19. Yes, we should make the most of what God gives, both the bounty and the capacity to enjoy it. Accepting what's given, delighting in the work, it's God's gift. Man, there is something to be said about enjoying God's grace. Sometimes you might feel you've got it too good, and guess what? You have. And it's all right. So just accept it. Embrace it. Verse 20, God deals out joy in the present, the now. And I want you to remember that, okay? God deals out joy. It's useless to brood over how long we might live. Quite a solid summary from a solid guy. So he's saying, look, after all this stuff I've walked through in life, that's where I've come to. Enjoy it and have the capacity to enjoy what you've been given. But he didn't start there. He started in quite a different place. So when we look at the start of the book of Ecclesiastes, Ecclesiastes 1 verse 2, and you can go to that if you want to, but it's gonna pop up. This is where he starts his entire book. Meaningless, says the teacher, who is Solomon. Utterly meaningless. Everything is meaningless. Why don't you put it in the chat and just put meaningless now? Just me. I think what Solomon is trying to say is that everything is meaningless. And this is where he starts. But this word, I want to tell you about this word, meaningless, because it doesn't kind of translate over to the English language. Now, this word, meaningless, doesn't mean like there is no purpose. And it doesn't translate over because actually the Hebrew writing, which is the language that this was written in, often speaks in a different kind of tone. It paints a picture rather than sort of spell something out. We're in a Western culture here, so we're like, come on, God, give me bullet point. What do I need to do to enter the kingdom? Boom, boom, boom. Where the Hebrew writing is much more pictorial. So this is what the word meaningless means. Chabel. Chabel. Can everyone say Chabel in the audience today? Chabel. They've all got face masks on, it's all right. It's not COVID. It's not that, it's face masks, fine. Chabel. Chabel means this. That's what it means. And if you can't see that, I apologize. It means vapor. So what he's saying is this, vapor, just vapor. Everything is vapor. And I'm not talking about vaping, okay? So that's very, they didn't have that, okay? I'm talking about this. Some trans, you can use it as smoke or you can use it, but it's this, it's mist, it's vapor. And he's saying that's what life is. Life is that. Now, have you noticed as you watch it, it kind of just disappears. Do you notice that? Now, it happens all of a sudden. Boom, there it is. And as much as you can see it, suddenly it's gone. And that's what life is a little bit. There's a flash in the pan. It's like, oh, here we go. Life is here. And then I'm trying to grab it. I'm trying to hold on to it. But suddenly it goes. And that is the cycle of life. It's the cycle of life. I wrote that myself. Vapor. Everything's vapor. Now, this isn't a depressing thought. Okay, so I don't want us to get depressed about, oh, vapor. Oh, I'm here today and I'm gone tomorrow. There's no point in anything. It's not that. Think of the flip side. Your soul carries on into eternity. Your soul carries on. Now, we as believers, and I think a lot of us are, most of us watching, but we believe that we have a soul and a spirit, not just a body. So although our body dies, our soul continues into heaven. And this is the hope that we have today, that the current circumstances we are facing are nothing compared to the joy and the hope and the eternity that we're going to spend with God. And you might look at me and say, oh, Ben, look at you with the Air Maxes and your shirt tucked in. You think, oh, that's all fancy millennial Gen Z thinking. And it's not, because this is vapor. But actually, there's an eternity on the other side of this door we call life. And guess what? It's good over there. Hey, the grass is greener and someone else is going to mow it. It is greener. God is there. And we are part of this small story in this chapter of life that we're all in right now. And do you know what? In 100 years, they might write us as a footnote in the history of the humanity. But as we move into this next life and we step back and watch all that is happening, we'll say to our friends and we'll say to our descendants and say, look, I know it's difficult, I know it's tough, but God is with you. This is temporary. This is just vapor. And I don't want you to get depressed because I'm in eternity with my Heavenly Father. And that is the hope we have today. This is vapor. This is temporary. But you're eternal. And there's people watching online and you've heard Siobhan speak about Holy Communion. You've heard all sorts of stuff. Now's your chance. Now's your chance to say, Ben, do you know what? I'm ready to make a decision. I'm ready to say, Jesus, I believe you're the Son of God with my whole heart. And I'm going to lay my life down. And I'm going to forsake everything that's happened before. I'm going to let go of everything that's happened before. And Jesus, I'm going to focus on you. Because I believe you're the Son of God. And if that's you, we're going to say a prayer together, you and me. That's right. We're going to say a prayer. And in this moment, there's going to be an exchange where you awaken to this idea that this life you are living is just Chabel. And there is an eternity perspective to your life. If you want to receive forgiveness today, if you want to receive healing today, now is your opportunity. And I want us to say this prayer together. And this prayer is going to appear on your screen, so you're going to be able to say it. But I want us to say it together. And guys in the audience, I want us all to say this too, okay? So I want everybody to repeat after me, okay? Dear Jesus, I believe you're the Son of God. Thank you for forgiving me. I'm sorry. I'm yours now. I'm free now. Amen. If that's you, I don't care what creed you are, what color you are, I don't care who you are, Jesus just walked in your life right now. And he said, welcome home, my friend, welcome home. And so everything that's past is gone now, and there's a new future for you. So on the chat right now, whoever's listening, go crazy, go ballistic. There are hundreds of people watching right now. And if you did make that decision, just raise your hand. In the chat, put your emoji hand right up. Put two if you're that desperate. Click the raise a hand button if you're watching on the online church platform. Contact a host, get in touch with us. We'd love to pray with you. Ask a host, hey, can I pray for a minute? I've just made a decision. I'm not sure what it means. We love you and we're here for you. And we're so excited about your future in eternity. Come on, let's give a round of applause to all the guys that made a decision. How cool is that? Okay, back to Ecclesiastes chapter 5. It's a really, really important chapter because Solomon is speaking in hindsight, not foresight. So he's looking back at all the bad stuff life dealt him and all the good stuff God gave him. And he's weighing those two things up and he's thinking to himself, do you know what? It was all beautiful. It was all a privilege. It was all vapor. And now I'm going home to my father. There's this one bit in verse 20 where it says, God deals out joy in the present, in the now. So roll this video, right? I'm going to show you two videos. Roll the first video. See, what happens in life is this, is that we live a life where life deals us a pack of cards. And they're not very nice cards because we see that often the bad stuff and the suffering we endure here on the earth doesn't make you feel that great. And it's true. It's true that we all have to deal with pain, anger, persecution, and suffering. And we all have to live in that tension of receiving that from life. And it's a difficult place to live, and I know what some of that feels like. But verse 20 comes along, where Solomon says, look, I know you've had a lot of stuff going on. I know you do have a lot of stuff, but there's a flip side. God deals out joy in the present. God is the card dealer who comes in and changes the game. Before, life was a gamble, but now it's a surety because God's dealing your cards out. Watch this next video. On this next video, we see that God deals out joy. He deals out salvation and friends. He deals out miracles and laughter. He deals out talents and family and freedom and forgiveness. We live in the tension between what life deals us and what God deals us. Here's the observations, because we have two decks in our hands, don't we? We have a life deck and we have a God deck. Here's three observations. Number one, we can ignore all the good things we've received sometimes. Am I right in that one? We can ignore all the stuff that God gave years ago and just write it off because it's not in the now. Second thing is, the life deck feels heavier. And I can't tell you why, but it just feels heavier. There might be more on the God side, but it just seems to me that when I'm holding things that are difficult and problematic, suddenly they just feel a little bit. Do you feel like that sometimes? Just a little bit heavier. And lastly, it's within our control to see both hands at play. That's within our control, and that's where I got to. Honestly, my daughter's been through a lot recently, and she's had to walk through a lot, and that's really affected our family. But I got to a place where the stuff that life hands you just feels a bit heavier, and I started to forget and forsake all the good stuff that God dealt me. And it's only when I began to see both decks at play, both hands at play, I began to see what life is really about. That this is vapor, that this is temporal, and the work of Christ in your life is so much bigger than just now. So how do you find joy? Ready? Because my 20 seconds left said you'd find it. What I would say is this. those who have joy have an ability to hold both decks in both hands and weigh them up and look at all the stuff they've been through and look at all the stuff God gave them and hold them up together and count it as a privilege to have lived it all. Man, I've gone through some stuff. Don't you know this cancer has been a long battle? Oh man, this coronavirus has messed up. I have lost my job right now and I've got mouths to feed. I'm not belittling your suffering because a lot of it I can't understand because I've not been through it myself. But I know that if you were to hold up all the things that God gave you, including the present sufferings, and count it as a privilege, that's joy. No one can steal that from you, my friend. No power of hell, no scheme of man. I'm telling you now. Let me prove to them right by using a Bible verse. Because if I use a Bible verse, then it makes it true theologically. So I'm just going to do it, right? Let's talk about Jesus and joy. And then I want to do a reflection with you. And then we're going to sing and we're going to finish. So Jesus is on the cross, right? He's dying on the cross. He's bleeding out. He is suffering, okay? Much more than we'll ever suffer. And he starts to cite this weird psalm out of nowhere. So Jesus is so random, right? Reckless and random Savior, right? And so he starts quoting Psalm 22. He says this, my God, why have you forsaken me? Why have you forsaken me? And he's suffering and hanging on the cross. And the people around him start saying, oh, look, he's praying, oh, look what he's doing, he's forsaking his... And he doesn't continue the psalm. And he often does this, Jesus. He says something that's like a half thing for you to find out the rest of the truth. So if you go to Psalm 22, you can finish this sentence yourself. It says this, my God, why have you forsaken me? Yet you are holy. I think we need more yet believers in the world. I think we need more yet people. What do you think? Like, hey, I'm down on my luck. Yeah, I know God's still with me. Hey, my body's breaking down around me. Yet I know God is faithful. I'm not sure where the next paycheck's going to come from, but I know my God is a Jehovah Jireh, a provider. Yet, and you're watching at home and there's something going on and you need to listen to this. Yet you are holy, enthroned on the praises of Israel. In you, our fathers trusted. They trusted and you delivered them. God, you've done it again and you're going to do it now. I feel for suck right now. I feel like it's over, but I know you did it then. So you're going to do it now. To you they cried and were rescued. In you they trusted and were not put to shame. Jesus has an understanding of Havat. He knows it. He feels it. I am suffering, God, yet I know that this is all vapor. And if I can just hold on, if I could just hold on, the pain is killing me. The hurt is killing me. I'm betrayed. I'm on my own. Yet I know you are holy. Yet I know you're still here. Yet I know you love me. God, I'm lying on this bed. God, I'm in this situation. God, I'm facing this persecution. But if I just hold on, if I can just hold both intention, no one can steal my joy. So I'm just going to stay. I'm just going to hold on because I've seen you do it again. I've seen you do it again. And I know you're going to do it for me. Oh, thank you, Jesus, for everybody listening to my voice today who need to find joy again. I want to just lead us in something. So everyone, let's jump to our feet and then we're going to sing together. Thanks, guys. At home, dial in because I'm done now. We're not going to have any reflection time. We're just going to do a quick exercise and then we're going to go and sing together, okay? So in this moment, I want you to have two hands open. And I don't care whether you're sat in Starbucks watching this. I don't care whether you're at home or you're sat with your family who aren't even Christians yet and they're watching you. I don't care. Just two hands out. Two hands out. Now I want you to imagine in your left hand, you've got all the pain, You've got all the loss, sickness, and I want you to allow yourself to feel cards being put into your left hand. All the things that life deals. We're not going to live here, we're going to camp here. But I want you to recognize the emotions and what you've been through. And you're holding the deck in one hand, just name it. What's life given you recently? Sucks, doesn't it, sometimes? But just name it. This is what Solomon did. Read Ecclesiastes. This is a problem. This doesn't work. This happened. Just name it. Then what I want you to do is I want you to get the other deck. And I want you to name the things that God's put in your hand. Go back years. Go back minutes. Income. New birth, forgiveness, freedom, family, talents, laughter. I want you to feel the weight of what God's dealt you. This is good, perfect, and pleasant right now. But wait, I still feel pretty down about that stuff. Well, that's fine, you can do that. I do that most days. Don't forsake the good just because the bad outweighs it right now. Allow yourself to feel the joy of receiving all those things that God has given you. And you can feel how suffering feels, but you can feel how the miraculous feels. And if you can hold both and hold them up, in fact, let's do that now. Hold them up and say, thank you, Jesus, because this is a privilege. The sufferings of today do not compare for the joy of tomorrow. For the joy set before Jesus, he endured the cross. The joy of the Lord is my strength. There's pain right now, there's suffering right now, but I know joy will arrive in the morning. Just begin to say a prayer of thanks over your life right now as you find joy again. And as you pray, smile. Sounds stupid, but smile. Say, thank you, Jesus, for everything. Thank you for staying with me. I'm going to stay because I know you're here with me. Thank you, Jesus. Let's stay, arms forward, stay in that posture, and let's sing together about Jesus' faithfulness to us. Let's stay in this posture.